'Twas the show before Christmas, I'm sure you all know, that this is the last one before I must go. And what a season! What joy and what fun! Well, there's plenty more coming before this show is done. We've got Vector and Charmy and SBO in, the last Team Chaotix ex-Parisian. Well, I'd like to say that, but alas, it's not so. I'm simply too ill to see them all in one go. There's a special sing-off twixt Echo and me. And we've even got Dreadnoks to make it a free. An advert from Ram and Magnificent Seven. Not Kevin reads Demix, but Demix reads Kevin. Plus your Xmas greetings. No pre-Christmas blues. Trust me, it's all here. This isn't a ruse. Questions on Christmas, the news. Yes, you'll see, there's lots about Santa and sales and we. And so we should start, without further ado. There's only one thing left before I am through. A few little words, I'm sure, are most vital. Oh yes, Merry Christmas. And please, run the titles. Hi everyone, welcome to the very last in Radio Redux, at least for this particular series. I am your host, as always, RJG UK. In the midst of a rather nasty festive illness. The music you listen to in the background just now is from the OC Remix project. Donkey Kong Country, and you're listening to Chicane Winter by, who's that by? It's by Prophecy. Now, welcome, it's Christmas! Celebrate good times, come on! Just my little verse at the beginning might have clued you in that there is not going to be no Chaotix X finale today, with great regret. However, there is a ton of stuff to state. Thankfully, there's a long portion of it's not going to be done by me, so we'll save my voice a bit. I'm not very good at all. If you want a clue as to how weak my throat is at the moment, we have a finale at the end, which is which I've been planning for months and months and months on end. To finish off for this. It does feature the Chaotix and a few other people. It sounds awful, I'll tell you that, it sounds awful, so not much to look forward to, but as I say, it really does sound awful. Speaking of sounding awful, we have the wonders, if you can call it wonders, of The Rex Factor! The Rex Factor! Yes, the carry contest is going to begin, and not only that, we have a special guest entry who you don't know about. Not in the actual contest, they say, but we'll have that person's song before anyone else's. It'll give you a good idea of, you know, what's going on. But yeah, Christmas time, guys! Woo! The last. Thank you very much, first of all, before we start, because we won. I say we. We as in the site, SonicRex.com, which translates to being me, won the most entertaining award at the Sonic Site Awards. For the second year in a row. I don't think anyone's done that before. So on that basis, true, that makes me the most entertaining Sonic fan ever. Fact. Anyway, we came second in all the other ones. Sonic Rex came second to Sonic Cage Dome in Most Evolved, which prompted a load of Sonic Cage Dome people to start digging up going, Sonic Rex didn't evolve! Well, Sonic Rex did evolve, they just evolved right after the 2005 awards. So it was a long time ago to, you know, remember. But hey, the 2007 awards are in the summer, so it's just in half a year, and I think you'll find we've got a load of stuff waiting for you. Oh yes. But congrats to Sonic Cage Dome. Also, they won the Sonic Site Award by one vote from us in second. And Dark Speeds won the comic award, because the comic award was moved down from Sprite Comics and hand-drawn comic into just one award this year, and the hand-drawn comic won. which was going to happen, quite frankly, but it was close. But Sonic Rex is still the best Sprite comic there is out there. I'll have more of that on the news in just a second. I have, just to show you, you know, how, you know, important this Christmas celebration. I have a beer next to me, but it's not just any old beer, oh no. Because this is the finale, I'm splashed out. I'll clear it up later, but with an, you know, antiseptic, you know, wipe. But yes, it's not a Budweiser or a Kevweiser or whatever you want to say. It is actually from Britain's oldest brewer, who started in 1698. Shepherd Neame. It's a nice bottle of Kentish ale, Spitfire. Oh yes, that is proper stuff. Proper stuff indeed. None of this wishy-washy crap that you get. Anyway, lots planned. Lots of music. It's going to be a huge show. I'm probably going to take ages. Going to take ages for me to upload it, and it's going to be an absolute nightmare. But I think, yes. Yes, is it? We've got time for just one little sort of seasonal song, and then we'll hit straight in to the questions. I'm kind of doing this on the fly today, because I haven't had much in the way of timings. But Shake Your Winter is just about to end, so I'm going to leave you with a Christmas classic. It was only Christmas, it became Christmas number one simply because it featured one line. Wish I was at home for Christmas. But it's one of my favourites. It's not really seasonal, but it's one of my favourites. I can't remember when it was number one in the UK. I think it was number one in several other countries as well. But it is Stop the Cavalry by Jonah Louie. See you on the flip side, guys.
Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly, but it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry?
If I get elected, I'll stop the cavalry.
Latest from around the globe. This is Radio Redux News with Archangel UK.
Hey, Mr. Sonic. Cummings over here to see where it is splendidly. Mild is very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. And I have had enough. Anyway, news. First of all, you know, apparently there is rumours of various pilgrims, such as shepherds and several kings, being on their way to a very small town known as Bethlehem. Why this is happening, we're not overly sure at this present time, but reporters on the scene say that a star has magically materialised over a small stable. This might have something to do with Herod's census of everyone who was born in the city of Jerusalem. I don't know. Anyway, the news is that Xbox is finally dead, officially in sales of retail. Mike Hayes from Sega, who I swear does only just... They just sit in Mike Hayes' office, I think, MCV. Because he not only I've got a copy of MCV here in front of me. There we go. That's the proof I've actually got it. And basically, he's been on about 4 front covers of MCV this year, as old Mike Hayes. If anyone's from Sega's listening, you know, do they just share the office with you? I mean, it's Rom, are you there? Yeah, hi. You might want to say to him he needs to get a new sort of photo done, because they've just used the same stock photo for the last sort of 4 times in there. But anyway, Mike Hayes, as I was saying, says he's always in the same position as well. I think he has done another photo, but he's always in the same position. He's just leaning sort of casual with a sort of slightly stern and serious look on his face, as if the entire world's going to end. But that's, you know, that's the fourth news story, so I'm not going to go into that. Sales of Xbox have fallen dramatically, he says. It no longer presents a viable platform for us. Well, duh. Week of December the 8th, it was Xbox 360's first anniversary. But yeah, you know, Virgin, HMV, Wally's have all pulled out of the Xbox game, and that is it. Of course, the big story was the Wii was launched, and it shifted bucket loads. The current score, I believe, is that in terms of global sales, you've got Xbox on roughly 8.5 million, PS3 is on less than 500,000, and the Wii is closing in very rapidly on the 2 million mark. The Wii went down, has gone down very well. It featured in all sorts of things. It featured on Breakfast, the BBC Breakfast news programme, and several others. And it's caused untold problems throughout the country as people couldn't get... There wasn't enough stock, as usual, but the blame wasn't really shifted on Microsoft for that. It was just the people who pre-ordered them, but everyone went, oh, no, it's Nintendo's fault. Probably it is, but never mind. The other thing is that after they've all been released, there's been all sorts of reports of people throwing their Wiimotes, as it's come to be called, through windows and TV screens and other people's faces, because the wrist strap isn't strong enough. Now, Nintendo kindly pointed out that this only affecting the least sort of coordinated gamers, and have therefore, because it's all, you know, the least coordinated gamers, recalled, oh, was it 3.1 million wristbands? And they're going to replace 3.1 million wristbands, but that's only occurring in America. Draw your own conclusions from that. Anyway, what's happening? Sega's nicked somebody else. They're nicking one of the people from Capcom this time. God's sake, what is it with them? They're nicking somebody from Capcom, and then they're going to become their new sales director or something. I'm just going for this lightheartedly now. We shifted. Rumours are that Dell might be moving into retail because they have made the first steps of opening a store in Texas. The old, you know, hardware store Texas that used to exist. Because that would just be silly, but obviously, you know, Texas, America. it's doing all that jazz. They're opening up something. They open up a store in Texas. They're going to probably open up a store in the UK and see what happens. But this is obviously a big threat to the big firms such as PC World, who have kind of the kings over here, but a direct contest with Dell could be very, very interesting. Oh, it's Dale's. I finally found the bloke's name. David Corliss joins Sega Europe. According to Director of Brand Marketing David Miller, he said, "I'm delighted to welcome David to Sega. His expertise and flair will make him a strong addition to our brand marketing team. With its strong portfolio and exciting future ahead, Sega offers a great opportunity to work with some of the leading brands within the industry." To be honest, I think Sega would be able to work with anyone, no matter what happens, because Sega is Sega. Well, there's something I wanted to add to that, but I can't recall what it is. See, I'm just... oh, here we go. Team 17, the team behind Worms and the newer versions of Lemmings, are entering their 17th year. So congratulations to them. So expect lots of celebratory things over the next year from Team 17. According to their studio director, whose name is Martin Brown, "It's been a fantastic year for Team 17, with both Lemmings and Worms performing strongly for us in the spring and summer." And they said, I'm not really pleased. Team 17, one of those games, I mean, I've always rated, what was the one, the Worm game that I rated? Worms Armageddon was fantastic, absolutely fantastic game. So I think what else is going on? Oh yes, Sega have tied up the rights to the Alien franchise. Now this is something interesting. Basically, they're going to work on a Alien first-person shooter game, which should be half-decent, hopefully. But they've also signed up Sigourney Weaver and the guy who played the android, whose name I can't recall. Anyway, they've signed them up for likenesses and vocals and things, so hopefully it'll be really, really good. Slated 2009 release. I think it was 2009. It was sort of a date. It was right at the bottom. There's more print than I didn't really see. But yes, very interesting stuff coming out of that. The other big news, of course, is that Sonic Rex blew up. Yes, it finally blew up and disappeared, and basically there's a lot of stuff going on at the moment behind the scenes which I can't tell you about, but Sonic Rex will be returning soonish, hopefully. There may be a Christmas comic, I don't know, it'll all depend upon whether or not somebody gets back to me with regards to actually being able to get into my account. Yes. But yes, this was all very interesting. Keep looking up SonicRex.com, and things are changing there with great speed. I have just realised that I haven't actually looked at the forum and checked out the forum. Congratulations to the forum, actually, for getting nominated in the Sonic Sidewars. Didn't win it, but they had a very good showing. Bum 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 bum. Most of the forum now doesn't seem to bother with SonicRex.com anymore, which is fine, because you're unofficial, and you wonder why I don't make you official, and this is probably why. Yeah, I was just checking out then for questions for later on. It's time for some music now, lots of music, because that's really all the blimmin' news. I'll tell you, this beer's working a charm. It's for no reason, it's just making me able to speak. Oh, dear, oh dear. Oh, P.S. In other news, it's Christmas. Hey, well, hey. God. Yeah, we've got lots of stuff going on. And we're going to bust into the questions pretty soon, I think. But I want to have some Ocarina of Time. Now, what's Ocarina of Time can we have? Ice Cave. If I can get Ice Cave to load up for us all. Bum, 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 bum. This is always a nice surprise to know whether or not it'll actually go, as you well know from previous Radio Reduxes, because sometimes it just goes. Yes, we have it. Ice Cave is coming up for you next from Ocarina of Time, and then we're going to have a load of other stuff as well. See you in a bit. Thank you. And we are back. That was Ice Cave from Ocarina of Time, followed by Flanor. It's no like the theme of Flanor from Tales of Symphonia. We've had that with some more Tales action with the Scratch on Ice from Tales of Rebirth. And finally, listen to Heartbeat, Increasing Heartbeat. Symbol with Magic Again, which is obviously not that one at all, I think. But never mind. Symbol with Magic Again by Kate Bush. And it's time to go into the questions. Questions and answers! Answers and questions with some Q and AAUK and Santa and Rudolph and everyone else. Jeremy S. asks if I know all the reindeer. Yes, it's Rudolph, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Donald, Blitzen, Comet, Cupid, Vixen. And the next question, reference for, is from somebody by the name of Hyrule. Now, I think I know a Hyrule. I'm concerned a Hyrule was interested in one of my fanfics a long time ago. I don't know if it's the same person or not. I know Micah T. Hedgehog, he says, for I am Hyrule, the destroyer of pointless Sonic characters, who admittedly isn't very good at his job. No, you're not. In fact, you should be sacked. Anyway, I can confirm that not only is Mikey out to get you, he's insane. Completely insane. My question is, if you could change one feature of Sonic, e.g. kill off characters, change plot, then what would you do? I take it back to the days when it was just Sonic, Tails and Robotnik. P.S. I've been listening to your podcast on my PSP for a while, as no file on my old computer was saved from my stupid parents. Please don't hate me. And then he says, we wish you a Merry Christmas. But obviously spelled we as in Nintendo Wii. That's fine, because it makes listening to Radio Redux on your PSP instantly makes your PSP twice as cool as it would do normally. Fact. I've been playing San Andreas too much, I think. Listening to that guy from the Epsilon group. The world's only 325 years old, and it never changes. Fact. Dear. Merry Christmas to you, Hyrule. Thank you very much indeed. I would change... Well, I wouldn't have this... I'll get rid of Ruddy Silver and Eggman Nega. I'll get rid of the entire other universe. I would... make Sonic Riders that have never have happened. I would... I basically bring the characters back to their main purpose and point. I would also make Sonic less of a git. But, yeah. They could do with some stuff. I'll get the Cal back as well. But I like Tikal, so there we go. I would take it back to Sonic Tails and Robotnik, because it needs some kind of dynamics, and I think getting rid of Knuckles would be very severe, because then you get rid of any kind of Master Emerald related incident. To be honest, I think I like Omega being in there, but yeah, Omega's kind of expendable, Biggs. Cannon fodder, as far as I'm concerned, he'll be killed off anytime he likes. No. What else do we have in the way of questions? And of course, I don't hate you, Hyrule. Don't be silly. Now we have a bit of an interesting thing, because I got two questions, two emails, which were exactly the same from two different people. Now, what does this mean exactly? Is it that person is the same? Well, it can't be that person is the same, because one of the people is Super Trogdor, who obviously featured on the last show, as you may recall, who's 11-year-old by the name of Jonathan. The other person is known as Richard Carter. I don't think he is a relation to any of the singers, but anyway... The email goes as follows. Hey ArchNGK, I have a question and a request. First, I would like to request Eggman Robotnik remix from Shadow the Hedgehog vocal tracks. And my question is, who will Sonic ever, if at all, get married to? Yeah, I'm going to throw the whole not repeating music rule out the window this show, mainly because I just can't be bothered. So we'll have that in a minute, if that's alright with you. But Sonic will never get married. Yuji Naka said so. So he'll never get married. He's actually said it's more in Amy's way to just chase him. And I think he's sort of indicated that Sonic doesn't mind the being chased as much, because he hasn't to run. And he would actually have to stand still to get married for more than 10 seconds. So he'll never get married, guys. Never. If you are guys, you guys a pair or guys single or guys, you know, just doing your thing. It's all fine with me. See, now, Super Drug Door, you're 11, okay? Right. Bear in mind the guy's 11. This is the question. The other question I got to him. If you could bang JoJo or Lindsay Lohan, which would it be? Well, it's quite simple. It'll be, well, whichever one of them is in the nearest bumper car to mine. Super Trogdor, you're 11. You really shouldn't be talking about things like that, man. You really shouldn't be talking like that either. Okay? I'm assuming you want to grow up and, you know, have a girlfriend. Not the best way of talking if you want to get a girlfriend, man. Okay? Get some respect. Get some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And then find out what it means to me. Not me, but the girls. I tussed you, Super Trogdor. I really do. A Christmas tut. Ho ho. I don't think either of them are that attracted, to be honest. I suppose Lindsay Lohan over JoJo, because JoJo looks like a sort of chavvy girl, but Lindsay Lohan, but you'd have to force me. That makes sense. Anyway, yeah, so that's those done, and it's remix time. He is the Eggman, Eggman.
This is music on Radio Redux. We'll be right back.
This beer is starting to taste of licorice, you know. I have more questions. More questions for me. Aren't I lucky? Jacob Severson says... This is getting rid of the other older questions. What do you think of the new game for the Xbox 360, Sonic the Hedgehog? I haven't played it. However, my opinion is as follows. Because, you know, as everyone knows, you're entitled to be able to say stuff like that. Oh, hello. I've just received an essay from from guess who? Here's a bit of an essay just arrived from Lord Enerjack that I didn't see before. So we'll have that in a moment as well. I'm quite impressed. Oh,
spoiler warning. Ooga.
I was quite impressed I killed off Sonic. At least temporarily. But that was quite impressive. I want to see the cutscene of that, because I just want to see how badly they A, work the cutscene, and B, how badly Amy is just destroyed, which is not a cruel thing on part of behalf of Amy. I just want to see if they do how she would feel justice. Yeah, that's all really. Oh, the Sonic show. Oh, that was one of the pieces of news I forgot. Crap. I'll talk about that in a second. Then, if you've seen the Sonic show, you'll see all the clips of all the bugs and that in the game. Those are completely incomprehensibly unexcusable. The severity of those is terrible. And so, as you know from previous shows, the blame is squarely on Microsoft for this, actually, for pressurising Sega into releasing the game when it wasn't ready, but just so that they could take a launch title away from the PS3. It's terrible, absolutely terrible. I have a major problem with the plot development with this, which I was actually talking to T-Bird about the other day, T-Bird and Dreadnoughts individually, and that is, why is the entire purpose of the game about one character making another character cry? Why did no one at Sega in a board meeting just put up their hand and just go, you know, this is a really crap idea? For God's sake. Let's make the character cry. Okay, step on her foot. Make her stub her toes in the door. I mean, it's not exactly... I must kill everything and destroy the world. No, you just need to take her favourite possession away from her. Which I suppose she did because it's Sonic. But she shouldn't own Sonic. Sonic's everyone's. How dare she? Go back to third character Limbo with all the rest of them. Yeah, but so I hope that answers your question, Jacob. Uh-oh, first cough for a while. Oh, I've got loads of phlegm and crap just sitting on my chest at the moment. It's not very nice. I'm going to have this at Christmas, I know. And I've got to work Christmas Eve, and I'm working the day before, and I'm making 4 days on the day before that. Smartbomb very kindly asked me if I would... send in something for her research paper, and I will gladly do that, Smart Bomb, as you already know, but I'm going through the emails at the moment, so well, there we go. What else do we have? I've got something from... Oh, that's good. That is very good. I've got a question from Disco Ponies in a bit, which will allow me to tell you the other bit of news. DRGN UK. This is Anthony Filos, because it's actually pronounced Filos, F-E-E-L-O-S. See, now I don't know if it's Filos or Filos. Dear Doctor HK, this is Anthony. Dear sir, what is it with everyone? I can tell this Mr. AUK thing is going to stick now, isn't it? You lot are terrible, you know that? Anyway, what was I saying? Anthony says, in the question, which I will get out eventually, and I've lost the question sheet now, where's it going? I've sent you many an email regarding the subject, and I was wondering if you ever planned on allowing people to join the site, making it like sort of a roosterteeth.com did. I'm sure he talks like this. Just to throw this out there, what would you do with 1 million bombs? Oh, it gives me loads of free. It goes to... Oh, crikey. Okay, so what would I do with 1 million bombs? What would I do with 1 million bombs? I would... Let's see what I'd do. I would... come back to that one, actually. What would I do with what would I do with a million oranges? That's another question. I would plant them all. I'd start my own orange grove, which will then produce more oranges. And I would become very, very rich. What would do with 100 million? That's terrible. What would do with 1 million copies of Halo 3? On the basis that Halo 3 isn't out yet, I'd probably get sued by Microsoft, is what would happen. And Bungie and the free world. What would I do with 1 million radical jihad Muslims? I wouldn't include them in a question, first of all. I would also just say, you know, just get some bloody tolerance, would you? And then just walk away. I'll just leave them. Just leave them wherever they were. Who knows? What would I do? What would I do with 1 million bombs? I would sell them to the American government. Because A, they would buy them, B, they would pay a good price for them, and C, they'd be afraid I'd sell them to somebody else. Alternatively, I'd just declare war on, I don't know, let's pick a country, okay, hang on. This is going to be interesting. I'm going to declare war on somebody. Right, looking on Google. Small countries. Who can I declare war on? Actual small countries or semi-autonomous jurisdictions. Micronations. Who can I declare war on? Let's see. There's plenty of choice, isn't there? I mean, we've got a whole planet at stake. Not sure anyone in Europe would be a very wise idea. No one covered by NATO. We've got a very small country. It'd be easy to take over and then start my own empire. My own dictatorship, which will include a harem of beautiful women to service my every need and desire. Which will probably be beer and chocolate, so... This is being very slow. So I'm probably going to come... Oh, here we go. Who can I declare war on? Let's declare war on... I officially declare war on behalf of... On behalf of the United Kingdom and my... and our allies, I officially declare war on... No, I'll do Qatar. I quite like Qatar. I declare war on... I can't find a decent bomb to declare war against... Arland. I declare war on Arland, which is an autonomous region of Finland. Especially part of Finland, but it's sort of on its own. So I declare war on Arland. Surrender now, or else feel the wrath of my fictitious million bombs. Yeah. Well, so if I had £1 million of bacon, I would be very, very happy if I had £1 million of bacon. Because I'll just have like, bacon butties for just breakfast and everything. I'll put brown sauce on them, it'd be gorgeous. If I had 1 million bottles of vodka or beer, I'd be dead. And if I had an internet speed of 1 million megabits per second, I would just download the entire internet. Also, it's just saying the internet thing is free. Yeah, thanks for that. Oh, he also adds, and to say something about the whole Echo Hawk on Virtual Console thing, you don't need to be friends with hackers. They mean H-Hacker. You don't need to be friends with H-Hacker to have virtual consoles, aka emulators. In fact, they are very... Select a few reliable emulator ROM sites, namely a certain site, a certain site, a certain site, and a certain site. Note the new EMU sucks compared to the old ones, so I don't always want to go there unless you're looking for emulators. I can't really give out emulators on the air, mate, because otherwise I might get in trouble. Just tell people about the stuff. All you need to do is download the emulator you want for the desired console, then go to one of these sites. Please don't go searching for the ROM sites. You'll only find stupid porn sites. It took me many months to find these sites. And also don't advise anyone to go searching for ROM emulator sites. It will not end well. No, I wasn't going to. Just go to Sonic Cage Dome, guys, and do the trusted one. Okay. Then on game design, another note to the emulators will not work without the ROMs. Of course not. Then open the ROMs with the emulators. Yes. If anyone has any questions, so if you want to know about emulators, you could email Anthony at hurler1348@hotmail.com. hurler1348@hotmail.com. Anyway, he says, continuing in a very long thing, I am now working on a Metroid Fusion sprite cartoon using Flash. Crikey. I have two questions. One, do you happen to know of any good sprite sites the one I used to use, sprites.fireball20xl.com is no longer a site that's living. Has it died? Has it really? Oh, good. So I didn't like Fireball20xl. I don't know why. I just... It's no longer Simon's Living, Sniff, he says. I cannot find another good one, and I was hoping you could direct me to some spots. I have absolutely no idea, mate. Sorry. Oh, I have absolutely no idea who does good sprites anymore. And also, once again, do you have any advice regarding story plot characters or any requests you might have? I'm not going to give you story plots. I need them for me. Don't be silly. Anyway, it'd be great if you could play Metallic Man This Bad Future from Sonic CD, as that would be great. I must thank you for my 1 minute 40 seconds, but that is a fame. It's been about 6 minutes, I think. It was great. I'm sorry for the length of the email, but it would have been longer. Except I on accident deleted the first one, so I spared you the things I couldn't remember. Perhaps that's a good thing. I'm going to be here all day. And one more question, what are your favourite computer games or video games? If someone asked you this already, you'll have to forgive me. I'm really tired and I can't remember much either right now. Turrican 2. Turrican 2 is kind of my favourite thing ever, and Llamatron and the original Double Dragon. I'm sure there's some more in there, but I'm tired and ill and I can't remember much anything myself. Respectfully, Anthony. Chaos Rocks out. Have a merry Radio Redux, he says. And to you, Anthony. I hope you have a very nice Radio Redux and a very happy new Sonic Rex. I am going to play that Sonic CD for you now. Except that I can't remember where it is. It's in a file because I re-downloaded, I reacquired the a decent copy. Now, what should we have? Let's have the Japanese version. Where's Bad Future from? Future. This should be it. Can't get it back to the original screen. There we go. Here is Mutant Madness Bad Future, the Japanese version from Sonic 3D. Back. The next email is from Lord and Jack, and it's very, very, very long indeed. In fact, just, as I said, it's a small essay. Hi there again, AAUK. Some people might be wanting to know what my alias Lord and Jack looks like, and so I've decided to attach a picture of him. And yes, he is an echidna from the Knuckles miniseries, and is the equivalent of what Robotnik is to Sonic for Knuckles in the series. I was listening to episode 13 during the Q&A, and you pulled up my email and said that you don't have it, asking if it was good enough for me. And we're talking about the special music, aren't we? It's not. You're fired. Get out, mortal. Okay, after listening further into the show, I've decided to reinstate you for finding my email. The only problem is that while you may have read them in the correct order, use my second email in the Halloween special and my first in the next episode, making it somewhat odd. Anyway, I'm only poking fun at you. That's because they were all recorded out of sequence. The actual number of recording was that the previous episode was recorded before the Halloween episode, and then sort of soon after that the Dreadnoughts one was recorded, so it's all completely out of sequence, the last three. Anyway, I'm only poking fun at you. Well, of course. I should actually explain to people what Enerjack looks like. He looks like, think a sort of, think an ancient Egyptian robot that's been made by Robotnik, and you'd probably be in the right area, with a sort of bird face. I'm not sure what that is anyway. He apparently puts on his modicon top hat. Yes, I do say, old bean. These Australian workers are quite uncouth. Their vulgar language they use would be enough to take my aunt Shuna faint. I'm also really happy that the donation helped R stay on the air for 2 months. You'd really know how to budget, man. Good job. I would say expect more donations from me in the future, but expect isn't really the right word. I'll make donations when I can afford it. Because apparently, I earn quite a bit more than you do due to our differing inflation rates and various other parts of the beast we call the economy. I know you've been asked many times before, what exactly happened to the site? Got blown up by Metal Sonic, what do you expect? I'm going to keep going in this voice just to annoy you, isn't it, Jack? I know you've been asked many times before, what exactly happened to the site? Oh, yes, I just answered that, didn't I? Oh, yes, oh, bother.
Okay, so you want a brief rundown from the Archie Sonic story. Let's see. It's going to take a while to write, so to keep this email in some semblance of being short, I'll write it in a separate one. Yeah, please do. Oh, please do. I really would be interesting to see that. I happen to hear Echo Hawk plays World of Warcraft. If I may ask, what server does she play on? I'd be interested in talking to her if I'm on one, or if I'm on her or one of her servers. You'd be interesting. Guess what? According to this internet, you'd be interested in talking to her if you were on her. Dodginess alert. I'm gonna drop that bloody voice now. It's terrible. Another question. I tend to think you know what you're talking about when it comes to Sonic games, and so I want to ask you something, and I sincerely hope you haven't been asked this before. Which Sonic game on each console do you think was the hardest to complete the storyline of? In other words, play through a normal game from start to finish. Personally, I think the following ones are the most difficult. For Genesis, Mega Drive, Sonic 1, or Spinball. Saturn, never played it, unfortunately, so I can't comment, he says. Dreamcast, same as the Saturn. GameCube, all of these seem fairly easy to me, and about the same level of difficulty. If any, I would have to say Sonic Heroes. And on that note, I laugh at you for not being able to get the third Chaos Emerald and complete the game by yourself. That one was easiest for me. I caught it before it reached halfway mark on my first try. Yeah, something just happened with that, and I just got ended up keep getting stuck on the ceiling, and then just falling down, and I lost every single time, and I just got fed up with it, okay? It's one of those things, and I wasn't the only person, man. You know, I know of several people who had the same thing. I just got fed up with the game, which is probably why the emeralds didn't really feature that much in Shadow. I'm not sure what they do in Sonic 360, but we'll see. All up, we know Sonic games have come out on the Wii at this time, so this at the time this email was typed, so we can't say anything. Of course. All up, either Sonic 1 or Sonic Spinball. I would kind of agree that Spinball's a git. Really is. Questions, he writes. It keeps going on. I'm not even halfway yet. The Wii only came out last week when I wrote this in Australia. I was wondering if you could tell me something or even ask a specific section of your listeners this. I'm left-handed, and all of the games have right-handed characters. For anyone who is left-handed, does it feel strange using your left hand to make actions with your character's right hand and the right with your left? I'd love to know, preferably before I buy one at Christmas. Well, it's interesting this, because I might have mentioned it before, I don't know. The Twilight Princess, Link is left-handed. However, because people are more right-handed people, he's right-handed in the Wii version. I'm not sure if they finally put in something that will allow you to swap the game round. But basically, the game on the GameCube, Link is left-handed, and the game entirely is mirrored. So basically, the horizontal is completely flipped, and yeah, it's the complete reverse. The game on the Wii. All the tiles are the wrong way around because of that. Just so people would be more comfortable. It would be nice if they have given an option to have it left and right handed. I suspect that might be something that will be downloadable as a sort of not a patch necessarily, but as some bonus. Not even bonus content, you know what I mean, Lord Judge. It's just a sort of optional add-on thing that'd be downloadable later on. I don't think that's particularly fair that it's like that, because I'm right-handed, but also I don't think that's particularly fair that it's like that. On a sad note, he says, I did say I wanted to partake in the side singing contest, but I was unable to find a lyricless version of I Am or I Am All of Me, which I specifically wanted to do. I'll tell you what, he said, I tried to do Live and Learn, but I sounded so awful that I destroyed the file as soon as I heard it. So did I, with my version of Live and Learn. add to the fact I sound like a teenager going through puberty, I also had the feedback from the song as it was being recorded in me, and on top of my horrid voice, I had the fitting backing of someone dragging their nails down glass. I will try and again to live and learn, but don't count on it being any better than the last one, and don't count on me sending it in. Send it in for the first show of the new series, man. Just do I Am All of Me. Just sing over the top of I Am All of Me, if you really want to. Or sing over the top of Live and Learn. And on to talk of mythical magical creatures, which we've always talked about last show as well. I'd rather be a phoenix. Kill me and I'd just rise from the dead. But I have to admit, being able to be a dragon would be nice. Fries you with his draconic fire breath. Yeah, it's all very well, but I think there is a way to kill a phoenix. If you sort of push a phoenix underwater and then kill it, surely it would stay dead. Anyway, apart from that, all I have to say is apologies for the extremely lengthy email. Your Aussie echidna listener stroke fan, Lord Enerjack. P.S. I have been fortunate enough to actually see the echidna in the wild. Quite interesting creatures. Frankly, though, I don't see how they could say hedgehogs or echidnas can run. They waddle along at a rate of at most several metres a minute. P.P.S. You don't have to announce on your show, but I'd like to do that segment we talked about. If you don't remember, it was at Lord Enerjack's science lab, and possibly make even use of the wonders of Skype to have a chat with you sometime. Oh, that'd be nice. Well, the time difference is kind of an issue there, I think, because I can only use Skype at certain times. Yes, now what was I going to do about that? Yes, okay, your task, Lord Jack, if you choose to accept it, which you must do, because it's on the show now, and people will get disappointed if you don't, I want you to figure out, using the game Shadow the Hedgehog, if you have it, I'm assuming you have it, if not, don't worry, the amount of force generated by Shadow's air shoes. Now, I want you to base that upon investigations as to how long it takes you to stop a shadow because of the air shoes and the lack of friction. Now, I'm sure people listening, but that won't make much sense to people listening, but I'm pretty certain Lord and Jack will know exactly what I'm to which I'm trying to refer. I'm not exactly said it very well, but that could be something you look into. I'm going to have some music now because I've been talking for ruddy ages again. It's coming up to 1 hour 15 minutes worth of shows now, and it's time to have some more stuff. Time for some lots more music. We're going to have Snowy Mountain for Ice Cap now, followed by Majora's Mask, the Snowhead Temple, and it's the Snowy Mountain from Ice Cap is from Sonic Adventure. I will see you in a bit. Any luck? Laters.
Hey, yeah, call him.
Radio Redux.
Hey, get that.
Thank you. Hey everybody, this is Echo Hawk. Well, it's time to wrap up this season of Radio Redux. We just can't wait till next year. Happy holidays from your forum admin, Sonic Rex companion, and have a wonderful new year.
Sorry about that, I was busy jamming my nose with decongestions. I feel like crap. Where were we? Oh yes, Echo Hawk there with a nice Merry Christmas to you, and a Merry Christmas to her, of course. Now, where are we? The wave of questions. Bam, 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 bam. Had that. The Disco Ponies asks, just to ask, what is behind the Metal Sonic Attack thing? What led you to take down the whole site for the comic storyline? Just curiosity from a creative point of view. As you probably well know by now, the whole storyline thing, the site was going to go down anyway. Mainly due to the fact that I'm working on something at the moment, and it would need to go down anyway. But the whole... I wanted Metal Sonic was going to come back in. I knew Metal Sonic was coming in because Sonic Rex needed an official sort of bad guy. There was no bad guy, and it wasn't really going anywhere in terms of what my character... The other characters went through, you know, zany situations, but there was no real bad guy. It worked out pretty well that Metal Sonic had been in before, and I knew he was doing something with a being of... unimaginable power, which is where the wise man came in, and the idea for actually killing the wise man off. It allowed various things to occur. The particular sort of comic arc with the Ragnaroks and everything. So it allowed Metal Sonic to come back. It allowed me to do a site event, which I really wanted to do a site event. It was good because it was also very good because it was a slow burner. It was something that people really weren't sure, and they're still not sure now whether or not, you know, how much of this is genuine and how much of this is fake, or, you know, or put on. To the point where the people who have been saying, you know, it's fake, well, I'm playing along, aren't sure anymore. They're put off balance. The fact that the site went down after was that the SonicRex.com didn't point anywhere anymore, and there was an error 500 coming up. If you actually looked at it, people genuinely thought Archangel hasn't won the Sonic Site Award. He hasn't won enough awards. He's not coming back. And there are people who still think that, plus my avatar on SMB at the moment, with its tombstone look and its message on there, rest in peace, Sonic Rex. People genuinely aren't sure. Sonic Rex will come back. Okay, guys, I'm laying that to rest right now. Sonic Rex is coming back. It won't be fully operational until probably 10th of January or something. I'm not sure there'd be a Sonic Rex Christmas comic at this moment in time, mainly due to the fact that I've technically got nowhere to put it. it'll be back up. I can tell you that the Christmas comic will actually be a storyline comic, and it won't be a special comic. It will be number 30, whatever it is, 30-something, and that will be making up. It's hard to do. It was partly written by Dreadnux, not deliberately, but it's based on a conversation we had in Messenger one day many, many, many months ago, and I've saved that for 12 months just so I could use it as a Christmas special. So I play long-term game, me. The bit of news I wanted to talk... Oh, yes, the other thing, of course, was that it allowed me to finally do the Echo Hawk switch. I wanted to do... Since Black Dragon UK created the Echo Hawk Hedgehog sprites, round of applause to him, incidentally, for a very nice sprite sheet indeed, and also letting me use them. He'll be featured on, naturally enough, the... Sprite accreditation page as soon as that
appears and the rest of the site. Oh, it's really cold. It allowed me to do that because the Echo Hawk transformation thing is it's been in the bite, and it has been like Hawk said, it, you know, you've had 2 years to get me into this position, and it's one of the things that was always on her cast bit was, you know, on her cast page bio was that, you know, she rabid SW fan, walked in this by mistake, and she's fallen prey because all she ever wanted was to become a hedgehog, as she believed that she should be. So it allowed that to happen as well. I wanted the bad guys to get a severe beating. I wanted to just underline how bad the situation is now with things, and that not even technically the Master Hand could stop Metal Sonic. I mean, he was able to adjust. That's one of the other things, of course, is the situation with Omega, because Omega's now had his head ripped off, and this new character, which is an advanced, as will be revealed in the updated bios when those go online, the new character whose name's Egma is basically Omega's body, but with the head of a advanced egg porn prototype on it. Hence, his only. Well, actually, it's not really clear if it's he or she, but it's only sort of vocal processing, and this will carry on. It's just rah rah rah. That's all it can say. So it's a bit like King Boob. Boom, or whatever his name is.
Rah, rah, rah.
That's all it's ever going to say. So any question is going to be that. So that's going to be like a nice little running joke. But I hope that answers your question, Disco Ponies. The news that I forgot was that obviously Disco Ponies, who is now famed for his fantastic vidcast, the Sonic Show, basically. Disco Ponies is going to animate all the Chaotix X's. I'm not sure if their move to Sonic Cage Jam will put the mockers on that, but that was going to be the case. Disco Ponies is going to animate the Chaotix X's. They will feature on the Sonic Show, and then the week after that, they will be available as an archive on SonicRex.com. So it's a joint Disco Ponies Productions. Technically, Sonic Cage Dome and Sonic Rex Project, the animated series of Chaotix X. So I hope you look forward to that. And you're all now sitting on your chairs going, "Oh my god!" As you probably will be. Bum 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 bum. Another email. It's one of your and Sonic Rex's fans, Unknown Hedgehog. You're saying that Metal Sonic was responsible for the destruction of Sonic Rex HQ, but he shattered all the issues to pieces, but I don't believe one bit of it, despite the fact that Hawk has betrayed us. I mean, you. I bet you're the one responsible. Why did you take Sonic Rex off? You let all your fans down. Do you know that? You were doing so well. Why did you ruin it? Answer me. I know, I let everyone down. I let you down, I let me down, I let my father down, man. I let the team down, the team that will never reach the playoffs now. All that hard work over the summer, it's all wasted, you hear? You're a waste of time, a waste of space, you're a waste of everything, every humanitarian thing ever. Just a wasted. Sorry. Hey, I'm Charlie K, huge fan of the show and Sprite Comic. You're doing a great job. I always listen to the show whenever I ask some. Sorry.
My bloody nose.
I feel so. I'm so ill, I can't see properly now. Sorry. Hey, I'm Charlie K, huge fan of the show and the Sprite Comic. You're doing a great job. I always listen to the show whenever I have some free time. So anyway, I have a few questions I would like to ask you. What do you think about the new characters Silver the Hedgehog and Mephiles? Mephiles technically doesn't exist anymore, and Silver the Hedgehog can just go away. Question two, while I'm on topic, what do you think of the opening theme, His World? I think it's a nice piece of music, actually. I prefer the variations on it than the short version. I'm expect that the Sonic 2006 music to feature heavily in the newer Radio Reduxes when those come around. For you, any particular Sonic character do you think should go, or that you just plain hate and want to disappear? Good. Like I said before, the alternate universe block can just go away. And that's from Sonny Roth, the one-winged hedgehog. He says, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and the same to you, Sonny Roth. Now, Sonny Roth gave me an idea, because I wanted to have a Radio Redux J-pop selector, but I wasn't really sure what. Now, I hadn't used any Final Fantasy music, had I? No, none at all. Because obviously I don't think that much of Final Fantasy as a series per se. However, just for you, Sonny Roth, as a little special thank you, we are going to have, from Advent Children, the Advent Children version of One Winged Angel. Enjoy. J-pop selector. Hi. We're back. Sorry, I got a bit distracted there. Monika's call edits was on a really long preview. And I honestly thought I wasn't recording. And I obviously am. So we're ending the series in much the same way that we started it, in a load of technical problems and pain. Excuse me. So I'm drinking Coke now. Had a bit of a delay after that song due to one thing and another, but never mind. We have one more question on the Q&A UK, and then we've got our very special Magnificent Seven. The last question is from Shaddix1001, saying, "Dear AUK, how did you and Rednux meet? How do you know him? Sorry to hear that Radio Redux ended." Well, it hasn't ended, but a lot of people took the way I wrote my little message on temporary Sonic Rex page as being that Radio Redux was finishing for good. It is not, obviously. That is not the case. How did you and Rednux meet? We met just because we were big fans of each other's work. I've answered this one on prior shows, but obviously we actually met in real life for the first time end of October, and then we met again very soon after that in November, where I also met his brother Roris, the infamous Rory Black. If you can hear a voice in the background, it's just, you know, my mum with one of her friends downstairs, so I'm sort of doing this covertly. But yeah, that's the last Q&A UK of the entire series. Well done, Shaddix1001, you have that distinct honour and privilege, and you should pay me for it with some money of some description. We've got one more piece of Christmas music, and then we're going to go straight into a rather long and interesting Magnificent Seven. You may have noticed the very clever ones among you may have noticed that the Christmas music that's actually being played today has been referenced in most of the is the songs that have been referenced in Sonic Rex comics before for a considerable most part. One of those songs is coming up right now, and it's by The Waitresses, and it's Christmas Wrapping.
Thank you.
Is there with Christmas wrapping. Obviously the Sonic Rex reference was one of the previous comics was the world's smallest turkey, I think, was used before as a description of Sonic Rex. Anyway, it's time for a very, very special Magnificent Seven. Now, normally on the Magnificent Seven, as you well know, Demick sends in his questions to me, which is a mix of the sensible, the bizarre, and on all occasions downright rude. Now, last in the series time, thought we'd do something a little bit special. So I thought, oh, what can we do? I know, let's flip it around, and I'll send him questions, and he can answer them. Now, I apologise in advance, mainly fact that this was decided as I was going out of the door, and I was late for something, and I sort of wrote the questions down very, 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 very quickly, not really looking at what I was doing, and the end result, well, the end result, there's a couple of misspellings in it which cause a bit of a diversion at one point. When I say llama, I mean double L-A-M-A, and I've got no idea what exactly it came up as. Never mind. Anyway, here is Demix of Sonic Style, the very, very special Magnificent Seven. Over to you, Demix.
It's me, the Mexa. I have an Italian accent, don't you know? It's a beautiful language to speak. Once you master the language of love, it will woo the girl you have. But
seriously, I don't have any accent. Unless you are from Britain or some other country, then I do have an accent. Strange how that works. Okay, like I said before, I'm not gonna be your host, I'm your part-time host, Demex. And this little special is a Magnificent Seven sent in from Archangel UK. For those who know, well, I hope you guys know who that who he is. I mean, you are listening to this podcast. I haven't recorded it on my own podcast. That kind of died out for some reason. I guess it wasn't that well. Well, anyways, let's start with the questions. Number one. Now the site's design has changed so much. It's rather disparate. Disparate. It's misspelled here. From the original, will we see an update on the links button in the future? Actually, I don't know. I mean, if you look at the site over time, it evolved from as it got left the free websites. It started slowly. If you would go back and look at the past layouts on my site, you can start seeing how it first started out with only remixes, and then it slowly started adding in other stuff along the way until we got what it is now with our main server, wallpaper, original music, remixes, artwork, guides as well. I mean, we also have a forum. But, yeah, it pretty much is an evolving concept. But if you want, I can flip a coin for you right here. Oh, gosh, son of a... I got a Canadian penny. Yeah, that figures. I get a Canadian penny in America. Yeah. Oh, anyways, I'll flip this Canadian penny, which is probably half of what this is worth, and tell you whether we will update the links or not next year. Oh, where'd it go? Yeah. I'm gonna have to get back to you on that one. Apparently, my penny disappeared. Speaking of evolved websites, I think our Change the Use Case website has evolved as well. I mean, originally it was just one comic, not that much on there. It had like some fan art as well, but now it had the Metal Sonic Virus kind of got a hold of everything and got rid of it. I used to have two comics, the Sailor Gem and the Sonic Rex comic, two FAQs, all the other goodies and stuff that goes in between with that. It used to have a area for where you can get your wallpaper, some fonts as well. You can also get, I think, let me try to remember, was music at one point in time, I know that, but it used to have a lot of stuff. But, oh yes, and also the handies, yes, we can't forget about the handies. That happens early summer, it was late spring, early summer. Yes, that's what it was. Of course, those who are familiar with the dark secret of the handies, the Sonic Rex Awards, for those who don't want to call it the handies. I like calling it the handies. Anyways, those who aren't familiar with the dark secret, what it is actually is those who win the Sonic Rex Awards, actually their servers start dying down. It actually first started, well, a couple of them first started the first Sonic Rex Awards, but it really took off the second time around. I actually did some research. I went to England and looked around, and my fish tank just kicked in. My fish tank screensaver just kicked in. I'm sorry about that. Well, I actually went to England and checked out all the places where Archangel UK used to hang out, and I found that the reason why there's a curse on the Sonic Rex Award is because of an old shaman. Yes, they do have old shamans in England. Strange enough, but yeah. When the old shaman approached him, he asked Archangel UK to give him a kiss on the cheek and 20 pounds for food, or I don't know what they do over in England with 20 pounds. Probably not worth that much. But I don't know why the shaman wanted a kiss on the cheek, but he certainly was interested in it. Archangel UK kindly refused the man, but since the old shaman was kind of looking forward to that kiss, he kind of snuck back into Archangel UK's house and took a dead horse's head and stuck it in his bed. And after that, he actually left a custard pie on a nightstand. Strange fella. But I digress. That's the reason why the Sonic Rex is cursed, because a shaman cursed him. It's really bloody. Moving on. Okay, question number 2. If the moon hit my eye like a big pizza pie, would that be considered amore? Would it be considered love? What kind of... Well, I guess if you had a moon fetish, would be okay. I mean, you wouldn't want to call her a big pizza pie or anything like that. And women don't like you calling them big or fat at all. I mean, she's... You know how illuminating she can be. I mean, of course, you can also have to watch out. I mean, of course, half the population, including yourself, would be dead by the daunting sheer mass of the chaos that brings from giant, massive moon coming towards the Earth at full speed, crashing into England, blowing it into water. Sorry. I got a little hairy away. It's Christmas time. I shouldn't be allowed to get carried away once in a while during Christmas. I will behave since this might not make it to Radio Redux if I, England is very... Very lovely, yes. Oh yes, England and their Earl Grey tea, yes. Very nice. It's a very, very lovely place. Big Ben, Big Ten, yes. Big Ben, Big Ten. I just made that up on the spot. Big Ben, Big Ten. Okay, let's move on to the question number 3 before I dig myself in a hole any deeper. Alright, if yes to the above, would I then be considered responsible for all the deaths around the world caused by the change in tidal surges that moving the moon would occur? Not unless you can give her a subpoena and say it was a hit and run. And I recommend that you have Tails serve as your lawyer. Tails, pardon me, all you Tails freaks out there. Tails serves as your lawyer. Due to the technical jargon that he can make up off the top of his head, it probably could save your butt. So his technical jargon would be like OJ's lawyer rhyming all the time, and yeah, okay. I won't go there either. What touchy subject I'm touching on. If he doesn't take your case right away, try bribing him with mints. That always seems to work for some reason. I don't know if it's an addiction or I'm not sure, but when I played that Tails game, everything was weird. Tails flying around, throwing a ring at stuff to actually make him move up and down. It just seemed like he got off a bad ecstasy trip, and he was craving the munchies, rounding up all his friends so they wouldn't be sent to jail. Okay, now that I've educated the 12-year-olds out there about the drug addictions, let's see, question number 4, how can I corrupt you even more? Does Calcutta actually contain a black hole? As in the saying, black hole of Calcutta, meaning the equivalent of being the black hole of beyond if you don't know. Sorry for my mic here, grabbed the little wire, sorry about that. Well, that depends on if 15 prisoners spontaneously self-combusted at the same time, then this would give the effect of a black hole, only temporary, wiping out a good majority of the men, causing the ones who actually survive to have a psychological meltdown and commit suicide. After that, all the people who looked dead were thrown into the rest of the pile of corpses that were in the ditch. Those who actually survived the ordeal would actually consider the dead lucky. Yeah, that's what I believe. The black hole actually existed from spontaneous self-combustion. It's true. Just get 15 of your friends, give them candy rocks and a soda. Or if you don't have candy rocks, you can get the, what you call it, the, you can get a Diet Pepsi, and you can get the, not the Pepto's, that's, you can get, what you call it, shoot, I forgot the name of it, there's a type of candy, forget it, I don't want you guys blowing each other up anyways. Anyways, moving on. For those who don't know what the black hole of Calcutta was, it was actually the effect that happened to the British prisoners of the war after the capture of Fort William. Basically what happened was Nawab of Bengal and the Nawab of Bengal, Sir Jadullah, or however you pronounce his name, didn't like the British interfering and organized an army to storm the fort. After he gained control over the fort, some of the prisoners tried to overcome or escape the army. Those who didn't escape were put into a 14 by 18 guard room. The prisoners were denied water and grew delirious from heat exhaustion. As time passed, men collapsed from heat stroke, died from suffocation, or trampled to death. And next morning, the prisoners were released from the guard room. And according to John Hull, Howell, pardon moi, Howell, a survivor claimed that 123 prisoners died out of 146. Another historian along him claimed that 43 of 64 or 69 men were dead or considered missing. Either way, these numbers were considered unlikely or improbable by most modern historians. Thus, the purpose of the black hole, and yeah, now that I've black hole effect, now that I've killed the joke, I just remembered, it was Mentos and Diet Pepsi. If you have those two, put the Mentos in your mouth, and try to drink a Coca-Cola or Diet Pepsi, any type of cola drink, and shake your mouth up. You'll have fun with that. Do it while you're sitting in front of the Christmas tree. Yeah, your whole family will have fun with that one. Alright, question number 5. Boy, I'm just ruining this. Alright, question number 5. There is a hole in my bucket, dear Lisa, dear Lisa. A. How did the said hole occur? What? How did the I guess he meant how did the hole occur? And why did you change your name to Lisa? Well, the hole in the bucket was caused by the explosion of the plastic explosives left by the old shaman, you remember earlier? You really must have pissed the dude off, man. I mean, as for me, changing my name to Lisa, or Lisa, or however you spell it, it's L-I-Z-A, so I'll assume it's Lisa. I was actually using the name as an alias due to some undercover work I did in London, and in my spare time, I looked for clues about the Handy's Curse. Yes, I am a sleuth when it comes to undercover work. Alright. Number 6. Ooh, I'm moving on quite fast here. How have you gotten your voice that deep and low with a whole renaissance power? Do you broadcast from inside a cow's carcass? Perhaps an obese llama? I should take a shot how you're actually wording this. You also have a very statistic and generalization of generalization sarcasm about American culture, don't you? Well, of course he does. He's British. Duh. Oh no, he's talking to himself. He's weird. He should stop talking to himself. The renaissancing power of my voice, as you so bluntly put it, was actually due to me amplifying and normalizing the audio file. The amplification was actually due to the crappy mic recording, the very soft voice, and soft and sensual voice, I might say, that I have. And the normalizing was to get rid of all the noise, such as the adjusting of the microphone and such. Nothing more, nothing less. So there's no cow or llama when it comes to recording. I mean, I hope he meant llama. Actually, I hope he meant llama. I mean, if he meant llama, I'm a little worried. It's actually llama, for those Americans who listen to this podcast, it's a sweet fruit native to Gore, sort of like an apple, sometimes sliced or fried, served with brown honey sauce. Llama is often depicted with a slave girl offering the fruit to her master, which is basically a silent plea for the girl to be raped. Okay, I don't know what you're hinting at, Archangel UK, but I definitely don't want any part of it. Let's just jump to question number 7. Ham salad. What the f***? Oops. I should have said WTF? Well, like you say, you are what you eat, and I'm walking out the door slowly. Ham salad. Yeah, that. Yo, Okay, you enjoy the ham salad thing, bobber type. Yeah, I'm gonna go look for my penny while you. I'll look for the penny. You eat the ham salad. Yeah. Bye bye. Well, before I go, actually, scratch the bye bye. I'm still kind of weird out about the ham salad type deal. Before I go, I would like to make a song request. First, let me find the name, and I'll tell you what song I would like. Yeah. Alright, it's a remix now, so I actually have to say the artist's name. Yeah, let's see here. I actually want you to play, since I love this song, I can't get enough of it. Let's see here, the remix I want you to play is Live at the Spring Yard, and that is by Harmony. Live at the Spring Yard by Harmony. That is my request.
there you have it. All you need to do to confuse an American is to just go ham salad. Amazing, really, isn't it? Demex there, it's obviously flavor country where Demex is with that deep booming voice of his. I mean, anyone else is really impressed by that? And trust me, I sound nothing like what I do in real life on this ruddy thing. It's interesting, but Demex does sound like he is at least 12 feet tall, and the surprising news is that he is. Anyway, thank you to Demex for lowering the tone of the show immensely. I think most people would have assumed that I actually had meant llama as in a llama, as opposed to something that might have to do with rape. But hey, whatever. It's Christmas. You know, it's the time for giving and... yeah. I'm not sure where exactly I'm going with that. Perhaps I should stop. Anyway, I'm sure it's time for some music. There must be time for some music. We just had Demex's request, which is very cheeky of him. However, yes, I know what it's time for. It's time for the Radio Redux Rock Classic. Now, it's a bit difficult to think of a rock classic, bearing in mind it's Christmas, but I've searched and I've searched and, this'll do nicely. It's Chris Rears, Driving Home for Christmas. And after that, we've got a very special advert. That's not done by me. See you in a bit.
The best music. Radio Redux. Rock Classic. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line, and it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time away, driving in my car, driving home. Lights all around,
feet on holy ground. So I sing for you, though you can't hear me when I get through. Go and feel you near me, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. Driving home for Christmas with a thousand memories. I take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. He's driving home, driving home, driving home.
That's right. Yes, I'm Uruguayan, and yes, this is a wonderful product. The Bowser's Bad Breath Be Gone Pills from Ray Industries. It's 100% worth the $50.34. If you don't believe me, let's hear our satisfied customers.
Hi, I'm a Sharpclaw. You might remind me from Star Fox Adventures. Before Bowser's Bad Breath Be Gone Pills, my breath smelled like rotten fruit and puck-puck eggs. Now it only smells like rotten steak.
Hi, I'm a Lucy that learned to speak English. Yeah, not a Cuba kid in a Lucy suit. Bowser's Bad Breath Be Gone Pills are amazing. They totally changed my life. Wow, wow. Oops, I mean Lucy.
Hi, I'm Cream the Rabbit. I'm totally satisfied with Bowser's Bad Breath Be Gone Pills. Yes, I found the product very, very... Yes, yes, very good! Isn't it cheese? No, 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 no!
So, you heard it. Be the one to possess the new Bowser's Bad Breath Be Gone pills from Ray Industries. And if you call now, you'll get a free and no-charge kick in your sorry butt. Get the Bowser's Bad Breath Be Gone pills from Ray Industries. And remember...
If it works with me, it can work with anyone.
Yeah, that was the vocal stylings of Ram the Dragon. She wanted to send in an advert, and I said yes. And she sent in one some time ago now. Hang on, just move my mic a bit closer. There we go. And then you'll be able to hear me. That's rather useful. Yeah, he sent in an advert a little while ago for that, and I've been holding it and holding it. I said, well, this is, I want to use it for the Christmas show. And, yeah, there you have it. Fantastic. That's going to go up along with all the other Radio Redux adverts, although I did have to give that a bit of a strong boost on the sound. It's because it was in waveform, so I had to boost that strenuously, so I'm sorry if it's all of a sudden it was a bit out of whack with your volume controls there, but it would be, so that'll be along, those will all be available on your Radio Redux site when that finally launches along with Sonic Rex. You'll be able to download high quality audio over all the individual adverts and the Chaotix X's as well. I have, while that was going on, I did actually have a little check, and it seems that the domain name has parked itself, and I was actually able to get into my account, which is rather useful. So that means I will be able to put stuff up, which in turn means that I will be able to take stuff down, and more importantly, that you'll be able to see it. Anyway, yeah, so
there probably is going to be a Christmas comic after all, which is bad for me, as I have to actually do one. I'm actually busy thinking about completing the fourth, what seems to be popping a lot, finishing the fourth Sailor Gem comic, because obviously it's Christmas, so Gem, real life Gemma, requires a new comic. So that's going to be up as well soon, so that's the big news. Anyway, it is time for the Rex Factor. Now, if I was organised, you would expect me to play the X Factor's theme tune at this point in time, maybe with some sort of Maria elements thrown in. But I'm not organised, as I've probably seen, mainly due to the fact that I've been coughing up God knows what from my lungs for most of today. So, we're going to bounce straight into it. The Rex Factor. Okay. Rules. There are three judges who are the following people. Demex, who you've already heard not long ago from Sonic Style. The ubiquitous T-Bird. And one other person who has yet to be named. Aha. These people will judge the entries of myself, Echo Hawk, and Dreadnux, who are going to sing a, well, Sega, well, it ends up being Sega song, in a styling of our choosing, which, with any luck, will be a good style. And they will award 5 marks, 3 marks, and 1 mark, in that order, so 5 marks for the best, and so on. This will then be combined with another 5 marks, 3 marks, and 1 mark, and to be chosen by you, because you will be able to vote on the Sonic Rex website for who you think was the best. And the winner, the overall winner of everything, well, first of all, the marks will be given out on the first show of the new series. You'll probably know the blimmin' who got the 5, 3, and 1 from the obviously users' vote well in advance, but it doesn't matter. So as I said, those will all be together, and the person who wins will win something. Now, I haven't decided what that something is. If I win, then apparently then it's been decided that they've got to give me something. However, if they win, I have to get them something. I don't know. Anyway. We're not going to go into it yet, first of all, because we have a very, very, very special guest entrant. All the way from Southend-on-Sea. In fact, all the way from Rory's house. Because that's where Rory lives. You will find Rory. Rory Black. Rory Jocelyn. Rory Black Jocelyn. Rory Rory Black Jocelyn. That one that's Dreadnux's brother, yeah? Anyway, he has sent in a very special guest entrance, just for you people. Isn't that impressive? So we have to thank him for that. And I must admit, I haven't heard this yet. This will be interesting. Just for you, it's a special Christmas present from him, okay? Enjoy.
Can you see? The sun is shining on me, and it makes me feel so free, so alive. Makes me want to survive. The sky makes me feel so high. The bad times pass me by, cause today it's gonna be a bright day.
can feel the sunshine too. It's coming through. It makes me feel brand new. When you're here, I wish you were always. Because everything's so clear. Today, it's for me a much, much brighter day. I feel like I'm waiting for another day when the clouds go away. Sometimes you just need to run away. Reach out for the sunshine. Forget about the rain. Just think about all the good times, and they will come back again.
Oh, classic. Absolutely classic. Now, you don't vote for this, alright? I would like to... as a personal thank you on behalf of everyone who's listening to Rory for that. Merry Christmas, mate. Obviously, I met him in November at VGL, and he is an absolute top bloke. Because you know, everyone in England is a top bloke if they're nice. Yeah. Anyway, I'm so sorry. I'll promise I'll just die after this bloody show, I swear. Anyway, that'll give you an idea of what's happening for the next sort of few songs. But we need a bit of a break before that, just to get you in the mood. You know, just to get you in the mood for this. So we're going to have a piece of music from Sonic Riders, just to bolster you. Just to bolster your ears, ready for the horror. Can you feel the Shatner, which you probably did do, will be available to download on Sonic, the new Sonic Rex as well, along with all sorts of other things that you don't know about yet. So, I was saying Riders music, wasn't I? Now, what Riders music can we have? Ice Factory is what we're going to have. Ink Factory, Ice Factory. It's both the same piece of music. It's coming up for you next. Oh, but first, someone wants to have a word.
Festive greetings and salutations, dudes and dudettes of the Sonic Realm. This is your main man, T-Bird, taking some valuable time out from defending the Earth against 2D aliens to wish you a very merry Fishmas and a happy new beer. I hope all you guys have had a fun-packed year and one that has been as random as mine. Many thanks to Mr. Archangel UK. I hope you have enjoyed your Sonic Sight Award from whichever silo you are currently taking cover in, and that you are found very soon by our supreme robot overlords. Thanks to Rom and the guys at Sega for all the stuff they've been doing this year. And of course to Mr. Sven Drednukstroslund for all his efforts this year. And a most humorous comment he made to Mr. Richard Jacks. And to all you other guys I've had the fortune of meeting this year. 2006 has been great. 2007 will be even better. Catch you guys in the new year. Peace.
See, I knew it. This whole Mr. Archangel K thing is going to stick, isn't it? I personally blame Mikey T. Because, you know, he's been conspicuously absent this month. Luckily, my new window bolts have arrived. So yeah, thanks to the forum for not giving any questions whatsoever. That was very kind of them. Which probably just as well, actually, because I didn't have enough real time to do it anyway. My throat is on the way out again, I think. Oh no. Anyway, it is time for the first entrant in the Rex Factor. He also hails from the family Jocelyn. It is the Lightlander Drednax with his version of Dreams Dreams, entitled Dreads Dreads instead. Okay, so this is your first one. Do not dial a number at the bottom of your screen, because A, there isn't a number at the bottom of your screen, unless you're listening to it on the computer, and that's probably the clock, so you don't really want to do that. Although you could actually, you know, do whatever, but you get a chance to vote on the poll. This is your first entrance, Dreams Dreams, Dreads Dreads, from Drednax.
Hey, this is Drednax, aka Sven Jocelyn, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas, no matter what your age, religion, or your sexual orientation. Now, here's Dreams Dreams, the way you want it to be sung. Alright. In a dream I could see you are not far away. Anytime, any place, I can see your face. You are that special one that I've been waiting for, and I hope you're looking for someone like me. In my dreams I can hear you calling me in the night. Everything's so sweet in your eyes, I feel there's so much inside. In the night, dream delight, I wanna see you standing there, yeah. In the night, dream delight, yeah. I found someone who really
DJ in the night. Dream delight, I wanna see you smile again. In the night, oh, oh, dream delight, you're the one I've waited for. Girl. Yeah, break it down, break it down. Gonna make you smile like they do in Burning Rangers, honey. Alright, alright. In a dream we can do everything we want to. There's nowhere I'd rather be but here with you. The stars above light the way only for you and I. I'm so glad I found the one I've been looking for. Keep the dream of the one you're hoping for. Love can come through an open door. Just be strong and you're sure to find the one, yeah. In the night, dream delight, I wanna see you standing there. In the night, dream delight, I found someone who really cares. In the night, oh, dream delight, I wanna see you smile again. In the night, dream delight, you're the one I've waited for. Solo time. Here it comes. Whoa, in the night, dream delight, delight. I want to see you standing there. Want to see you standing there in the night, dream delight, dream delight. I found someone who really cares. Because in the nights I found my dream delight. And I wanna see you smile, girl. Girl, in the nights, dream delight, you're the one I've waited for. Oh my god, yeah, break it down like they do in that game where you're flying around. Knights, they probably call it. Get down. I dream of you, you dream of me in the night, honey. Just get on the bed, babe, and I'll dream my delight all over you. Yeah. I'm Scatman, Skiddly Bop Bop, a Jubidoo Bop Bop, a Wiggity Wop Wop, a Sickle Wow, TSS, SSR, Sonic Rex, AUK, breaking it down with a hip hop beats. Ooh, man, I'm tired. Gonna get some shut eye now.
yeah, Dreadnoks is Dreams, Dreams, Dreads, Dreads. The epitaph of entertainment is Mr. Sven. Yeah, you were just listening to Robotnik Winter from Sonic Triple Trouble, aka Sonic and Tails 2. Just to finish off our little sort of snow, wintery theme, I thought you might have needed that little break. Anyway, it's time for actual singing now. So far we've had the Shatner style from Rory, the Don't Give a Damn style from Dreadnoks. Now we're going to have the actual singing specifically from Echo Hawk. And then after that and some music, you're going to have the I Can't Sing, But I'm going to Give It a Bloody Good Try version from me. Now, Echo Hawk did actually originally send in a sort of a cappella version of All Hail Shadow, which I thought she was going to use. However, she surprised me, this is adjusting the mic again, when she sent in the following track. Now, her track is obviously the second entrant in the Rex Factor. It is her version of that fantastic song. Specifically, Sonic Adventure 2 version of Believe in Myself.
Strong, really want to be trusted, when all alone in my bed, I just go about yawning, want to be cool, I also want to be like him, but that's not something I can do so easily. This is not simply my way, my own style. Gotta get a hold of my life. I wanna fly high, so I can reach the highest of all the heavens somebody will be waiting for me. So I've got to fly higher. When all alone in my sleep, I just go about dreaming. I see myself and having the same adventure. If I just follow you, I will never see the light. As the time to find my way through this life, trying so hard to be strong, I gotta keep going. Everything is a brand new challenge for me, and I will be leaving.
There we had Shinumi Double Bill. It was a snowy scene and Christmas on Jupiter Street. Before that, obviously, we had Echo Hawk's entry for the Rex Factor. And that leaves just one more. It's me. Now, those of you may recall that it was actually voted for by the people on Sonic Rex who were completely incapable of choosing a song other than a Sonic song. Because as you well know, that, well, first of all, aren't we all the fans talk like this? And I can't choose a Sonic, no Sonic song. And they chose Escape from the City. Escape from the City is sung by Crush 40, as you know. It is sung in a tone, and sung in a note that is completely the middle of my discomfort range. Plus, when I did this, when I decided this, I forgot that I would be singing on a headset, hence the sound's a bit out of whack. This is a headset that's actually currently held together with lots and lots of sellotape. And it's a song I don't actually like as well. So not only could I... it was in the wrong tone. Any enjoyment out of singing the song I didn't have. And I'm singing it on the most rubbish equipment known to man. It's all promising, isn't it? Anyway, here's my entrant. It is Escape from the City. We do have the opening woo, so it's kind of loud. I'll turn your volume down a bit if I were you. Here it is, entry number 3, Archangel UK, singing. Oh, I forget. Before I say that, Archangel UK, because it's Crush 40, there's actually two vocals. So I'm the only person who's actually sung not only the lead vocals, but also the backing up vocals. So it's actually Archangel UK and Archangel UK you're about to listen to, singing Escape from the City. But I digress. You'll get the idea anyway. Here it is, Escape from the City.
Woo! Oh yeah! Rolling around at the speed of sound. Got places to go, gotta follow my rainbow. Can't stick around, have to keep moving on. Guess what lies ahead, only one way to find out. Must keep on moving ahead. No time to guess and follow my plan instead. Trust in what you can't see. Take my lead, I'll set you free. Follow me, set me free. Trust me that we will escape from the city. I'll make it through. Follow, follow me, set me free. Trust me that we will escape from the city. Around every turn, trust your feelings, got to live and learn. I know with some luck that I'll make it through. Got no wall for options, only one thing to do. I don't care what lies ahead. No time for guessing, follow my plan instead. Find that next stage, no matter what that may be. Take my lead, I'll set you free. Follow me. Set me free. Trust me that we will escape from the city. I'll make it through. Follow, follow me. Set me free. Trust me that we will escape from the city. I'll make it through. Prove it to you. Follow me. Follow me.
But I think it got better later on, when I got to get into it a bit more. But yeah, that's your third and final entrant. You'll be able to download all of these from the Sonic Rex website when I actually get around to putting those on. The voting specifically won't start until the new year, but I will try and put the actual files up for you to download. So what now? You're probably wondering. Well, first of all, you're probably thinking, oh my god, ruffle, ruffle, copter at me, and I hate you. It's your fault that the song was so bloody lousy. However, I'm not satisfied I am with just giving you one great example of me singing lousily. I'm going to give you another. I've had this in mind for the finale for Sonic Rex for very long, not Sonic Rex, for this series of Radio Rex for a very long time. A very long time indeed. And just because my throat was absolutely in tatters yesterday, that doesn't mean I was going to do it. So, well, first of all, we're going to have Dave Desix with A Winter's Tale, and afterwards, a very special version, and by special I mean the worst version ever made ever, of Band-Aid's Do You Know It's Christmas. It won't just be me singing, oh no. We got some others as well. You'll see. It's David Essex.
The nights are colder now. Maybe I should close the door. And anyway, the snow has covered all your footsteps, and I can follow you no more. The fire still burns at night. My memories are warm and clear, but everybody knows hard to be alone at this time of year. It was only a winter's day, just another winter's day. And why should the world take notice of one more love that's failed? A love that can never just another winter's tale. just another winter's tale.
scale. We're just another winter's tale.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
But say a prayer. Pray for the other ones. At Christmas time, it's hard.
But when you're having fun, there's a world outside your window, and it's a world of dread and fear, where the only water flowing is the bitter sting of tears.
And the Christmas bells that ring there are the clanging chimes of doom.
Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you.
And there was a snow with Africa this Christmas time. The greatest gift they all get this year is mine. When nothing ever grows, no great honors are mine. Do they know it's Christmas time after all? Here's to you.
Raise a glass for everyone.
Here's to them.
Underneath that burning sun.
Do they know it's Christmas time after all? Be thou one, let them know it's Christmas time again. Be thou one, let them know it's Christmas time again. Be thou one, let them know it's Christmas time again. Be thou one, let them know Christmas time again.
Where's this damn fourth chorus going? Must you already lower the tone? Huh. Alright, Theo, I only finished in one damn advert in this entire series.
I'm just glad I got asked back after episode 2. Ciao!
Anyone have any idea where this song is going? Downhill from here, probably.
Froggy!
Yeah. There you go.
How'd you get in here?
The door was open.
We don't concentrate and get back to the singing, you know, it's a bit difficult trying to do a chorus on my own.
What song are we singing?
Hit him, somebody.
Did you bring your gun with you?
Gun? Gun? No. Maria, it's all happening again. Well, Shadow wouldn't be Shadow without one breakdown a year.
Thanks very much for your support over the last year. Sonic Rex will be back very soon with more comics, and Radio Redux will be too. That's all from me and us for now. Merry Christmas, everyone, and I'll see you next year.
Let them know it's Christmas time again.